March 5th, 2024. A pearl or a rock? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Matthew 13:45-46. Those who stumble and those who search. The man in this parable didn't stumble over the treasure like the man in the field. Instead, he searched diligently for it. The man in the field is, I think, like the man who comes to faith with no prior regard for Christ or the gospel. He hears it from a card, picks up a card at a gas station and reads it, has the gospel on it. Or he turns on the radio and hears a man speaking. He hears the gospel while going about his daily life. He has a weird friend who randomly shares Christ with him. It's a man who doesn't see it coming. But the man with the pearl seems to be like a man who is like what we see in the book of The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. One who searched out evidence, and when he is finished, he finds great joy in the truth of the gospel. Or maybe it's the man who is searching each of the religions, and upon hearing the gospel of Christ, he knows for certain that this message is eternal life. Either way, both of these men find the treasure or the pearl and find it worth giving up all they have to obtain it. We may find it, but we don't earn it. A very important thing we must be sure of, though, is that to sell all you have is not us earning our salvation. Christ is the treasure. But let us not think we are so good to obtain him by an act of our sacrifice. We didn't muster our own strength or our own wisdom determined for ourselves that we are saved. We didn't go to church enough to earn God's acceptance that he placed the gift in our path because we are so wonderful. You see, Ephesians says that we are saved by grace through faith, not by our works, so that no one may boast. And we also hear that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. And dead men don't find things valuable unless they are given life. They have to be raised from the dead. Dead men don't see value. These men may have found treasure and pearls, but be sure they found them by the grace of God. And even the joy in finding the treasure was granted by the Spirit that gave them the ability to see the light of the glory of Christ. Without Christ opening their eyes, they would have walked right over the treasure and the pearl and counted them as a rock. They wouldn't have seen him as ultimate treasure. God put the treasure in the field and in the market. But more than that, God led the men to it, gave them eyes to see it for what it was. To see it as treasure. A treasure for the most unlikely to find. What a gracious and loving God we must find here in these two parables. He isn't putting the treasure in the king's houses or in the higher ranking places. We don't find it here in these parables. He put it in a field. He put it among merchants. Places where treasure is not recognizable unless it is given as a gift from God. Unless you have eyes to see it. Isn't this how we hear Jesus speak, though? When he says, "You have revealed it to babes." Or when he says, "Prostitutes will enter before the sons." Or when he says that he came for the sick, not for the healthy. Or when he picks the uneducated and the fishermen. I mean, look at the disciples. This is extraordinary and deserves pointed out 1,000 times over. And no wonder that we see the response of pure joy in both of the men. The message of the kingdom invites those who see their need for it. The gospel is for those who need it. It's not a message for only the pretty and rich. That's an Americanized church. That's the church that looks like a fashion show. That's a church that is operated like a business instead of the body who seek to know and love Christ and each other. Gospel doesn't hit men's heart who have everything already, and it has shown, hasn't it? For instance, go to a church and see the mission of service overshadow the acts to honestly love our brothers and sisters. Everything is service. The gospel isn't a job to be worked. It's a Christ to be embraced, loved, and emulated. Without this, joy is gone. If you go to work, you have no joy. But if you love Christ, you do. They don't see value in Christ. If anything, they see him as an add-on, a way to prosper, something to be a part of. We have enough of that. This isn't what we have in this parable. No, the message in this parable is a gospel that is worth everything. A Christ who is above all and infects a man's heart so much that his life is changed forever. He's not a formula. He's not after a formula or trying to be a superstar pastor. He's after loving Christ. He's not going to a building to go to church or to start a new ministry. He's going to be with people who love Christ. He loves those people. But more than that, this is a gospel for people who find great joy in it. For people who count it more valuable than anything this world has to offer. They find great joy, like they're rich. That's what we see in this parable, a guy getting rich. How great of joy would you have if you got rich? It's for the sick, the homeless, the dirty, the downcast, the people who everyone looks down on, the people who can't impress anyone with anything. The smelly, the fatherless, the orphans, the abused, for the least likely. Those are who the gospel's for. Those are the people that find joy in this treasure. Do we see this treasure? Or have we become so formal and so stiff that we have forgotten the joy of being made rich? Maybe we were already rich and we didn't need this extra rich. We must cling to Christ. How can we be urged anymore? How can our hearts not ache to know Christ? How can we not urge to know him more? He is the treasure. Has our churches forgotten this? Have you forgotten this? Where's the joy in the hearts of the men and women in our churches? Why is everyone so stiff? Where's the utter forsaking of the world and of sin? Why is everyone accepting sin? Why are there people flirting with other people, not their wives? Why is there this weird gossip? Why are they still fighting? Why are we still playing our power trips? Like, well, this guy's popular. This guy's popular. Everyone follow that guy because he's more exciting. Still trying to be famous in our local churches. Still gossiping. Still backbiting. Why? Have we forgotten our treasure? Could it be that we never found a treasure, but only a rock? Christ is all you need. Seek him today and cling to him as the man with the treasure and the pearl. Find joy in your treasure. Because what's the point if you don't? We wonder why our churches are so stagnant. Why nobody does anything. Why no one stands up for anything. It's because they don't have treasure. They have a rock. They don't know the beauty of Christ. If they did, they would have joy and love for one another. They would love Christ so much that their lives would be changed because he is more valuable than anything they've ever seen. But we don't see that. We see people who don't read their Bibles, who don't love their brothers, and who are very stagnant. We should be concerned. We must cling to Christ. If we don't, we will be like the rich young man and go away sad. So cling to Christ today. And with this, have a happy Tuesday.